From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump visits the UN.
In the coming weeks and months, we will be considering the Secretary General's broader vision. This is an opportunity for all of us to seize this moment and ensure that the United Nations remains relevant.
Now, President Donald Trump's big day at the United Nations is not until tomorrow, but today he's there along with Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley, whose voice you just heard. Both are on the sidelines warming up for tomorrow's big speech. Ambassador Haley, in her introduction for the president, remarked upon Mr. Trump's unique qualifications.
Donald Trump has a businessman's eye for seeing potential, and he sees great potential, not just in this reform movement, but in the United Nations itself. He shares your commitment to creating a more effective advocate for peace, security, and human rights.
For his part, the president stated that so far, including most recently, the UN has been characterized by unfulfilled potential.
Yet in recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement, while the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140%, and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
Tomorrow, the president will address the full body of the United Nations General Assembly, the world no doubt waiting with anticipation. White House advisors once again are saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN yesterday she's considering moving on from the diplomatic efforts and turning the matter of North Korea over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. This is VOA News.